It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction, Brian, and thank you for Crash Course for the Ravers every Saturday from 1 o'clock until 4. It's 4 to 5. It's time for Acoustic Sailing. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to explore the acoustic side of things? And then we go into freeform and we play anything. You name it, we play it. And I'm so happy that you're with me, and the show will begin in just a moment. Get ready, folks. That's all I can say is get ready.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so
WMFO
you don't break
Medford
down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And your friends here at WMFO in Medford. And I'm so pleased to have you with me. The show will begin in just a moment. The number to call is 855-915-9636. And I'll play anything you want to hear, and I do promise you that means anything at all. Just call my name and I'll be there. This is WMFO in Medford. Like I said, I'm so happy to start the show off with a little bit of acoustic music. That's what we're doing right now. This is acoustic music, and don't worry, we'll do other types of music very, very soon. Welcome to the program, WMFO Medford.
I was just like you, and just look at me now, I'm sure you do. But your grandfather was just as bad, and you should have heard him trash his dad. Life's no picnic, that's a given. My mom's mom died when my mom was 7. My mom's father was a tragic guy, but he was so distant that nobody knows why. Now your mother's family, you know them. Each and every one a gem, each and every one a gem. When I was your age, I was a mess. On a bad day, I still am, I guess. I think I know what you're going through. Everything changes, but nothing is new. And I know that I'm miserable. Can't you see? I just want you to be just like me. Boys grow up to be grown men, and then men change back into boys again. You're starting up and I'm winding down. Ain't it big enough for us both in this town? Say it's big enough for us both in this town. When I was your age, I thought I hated my dad, and that the feeling was a mutual one that we had. We fought each other day and night. I was always wrong and he was always right. But he had the power and he needed to win. His life half over, mine about to begin. I'm not sure about that Oedipal stuff, but when we were together it was always rough. Hate is a strong word, I wanna backtrack. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. Now you and me are me and you, and it's a different ball game, though not brand new. I don't know what all of this fighting is for. We're having us a teenage, middle-aged war. I don't wanna die, and you wanna live. It takes a little bit of take, whole lot of give. Never really ends, though each race is run. This thing between a father and a son. Maybe it's power, push and shove. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love.
Maybe it's hate, probably it's love. It's Loudon Wainwright with a father and a son, and it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. Get ready, folks. And it's time to smash right through. What better way than with a song like this? This is WMFO, and it's in Medford. Stick around at 4:30, doing trivia. Call in 855-915-9636.
Once an angel, always an angel. You're as close to heaven as I'll ever be. It's been 6 years now since my ring slipped on your finger. And those years have made a better man out of me. Once an There've been times when I treated you so badly. I done things I know you'll never understand. But you take me back, turn your eyes towards the window. You hide the tears you don't want me to see. Once an angel,
as close to heaven as I'll ever be. You're as close to heaven as I'll ever be.
Why baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why baby, why baby, why baby, why? Well, I got a crow I wanna pick with you, just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running wild, I'm kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you and you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man. Tell me why, baby, my baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. Till the day that I die, but tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why? And every little dog's gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause I'm just a little bitty puppy, yeah. I caught you honky-tonkin' with my best friend. The thing to do was leave you, but I should've left then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feelin' for the knob on the door. Why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die, but tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why?
Forgetting too. I watched the years pass slowly by. She still preyed upon mine. He kept her picture on his wall. When half crazy, now then, he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Found love letters by his bed, dated 1962. He had underlined and every single I love. I want to see my friend today. Oh, and I didn't see no tear. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen smile.
today for the last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. Well, this time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. They placed a ring up on his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on the wall, went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed, dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tear. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Stop rocking till the moon way down. Well, it sounded so sweet now. I had to take a chance. Rose out of my seat now. Cause I had to dance. The stun is moving my feet now. Oh, yes, and clapping my hands. Stop rocking, go round and round now. Yeah, it really did rockin'. What a crazy sound now. No, they never stop rocking. Just move away, just move away down. They went down to the mountain.
Gates was packed. The front doors was locked down. I said the place was packed. But when the police knocked down, well, them doors flew back.
Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought, and we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, yeah, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad words. That's what they told us they were, remember?
That's a bad word.
No bad words. Bad thoughts. Bad intentions. And words. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Huh?
¿Quién
Cuando ya no aliente, silenciosamente llegará hasta ti, y como el olvido ya te habrá vencido, le dirás que rido al igual que a mí. ¿Quién borrará mis huellas y encendiendo estrellas en la oscuridad? Abrirá balcones, romperá crespones y pondrá canciones en tu soledad. ¿Quién será mi relevo? ¿Quién te va a convencer? ¿Quién volverá de nuevo a reinar en tu ser? ¿Quién, cuando ya me ausente, va a cruzar el puente que mande cerrar y pondrá colores en tus sinsabores y te hará olvidar pronto mi pesar? Yo tengo el doble de tu edad, mas no me importa sucumbir, a ver de cara la verdad del porvenir. No vistas luto por mi amor, pues no me gusta ser cruel, y sé que nunca ese color le fue a tu piel. ¿Quién, cuando yo me vaya, llegará a tu playa un anochecer y pondrá su empeño en velarte el sueño, y lo harás tu dueño casi sin querer? ¿Quién besará tu pelo y en tu negro duelo te pondrá un clavel, y ya diferente te verá la gente, nueva y sonriente como un cascabel? ¿Quién viene a suplicarme? ¿Quién? Dulce bien, ¿quién trata de borrarme? ¿Quién amor en tu sien? ¿Quién por sustituirme y por destruirme sin contemplación romperá en pedazos todos nuestros lazos y sin compasión mi propio corazón?
Word we use to hurt one another quite often, and people much wiser than I have said, I'd rather have my son watch a film with two people making love than two people trying to kill one another. And I, of course, can agree. It's a great sentiment. I wish I knew who said it first, and I agree with that. But I'd like to take it a step further. I'd like to substitute the word fuck for the word kill in all those movie cliches we grew up with, right?
Okay, Sheriff, we're gonna fuck you now.
Stay where you are. I'm gonna buy you a brand new car, buy you pretty clothes and everything. I might even buy you a diamond ring. Well, I heard a whisper as I walked away, I knew that he was gonna fall someday. I never could quite figure it out, I just didn't know what she was talking about. That coming, how coming, how coming, that coming. This. stranger by the railroad track. She made me walk every step of the way back. Dadgummit, how come it? How come it? Dadgummit, yeah, how come it? Dadgummit, well, how come it? You done it. How come it? Dadgummit, well, you're leaving me alone like this.
Just once. I didn't know what I was doing. I was on cocaine. You know, when you're on cocaine, you don't know what you're doing. I was in a restaurant. I tried to snort the sugar off my cornflakes. And kids today, they're into cocaine. Ooh, kids today, they don't want to read about Snow White. They want to shove it up their nose. I tried marijuana. I got too hungry, though. Who was I hungry? I was so hungry, I smoked a half a joint and I ate the other half. I was starving, you know? Sometimes you turn to drugs, the pressure of life reaches you, you know. And my life is nothing but pressure, all pressure. And this pressure is like a heaviness. And it's always on top of me, this heaviness, always there since I'm a kid. Other people wake up in the morning, ah, new day, up and at them. I wake up, the heaviness is waiting for me nice. And sometimes I even talk to it. And I say, hi, heaviness. And the heaviness looks back at me, today you're gonna get it good, you know. You'll be drinking early today. And I don't want to drink. I'm a bad drinker. When I drink the next day, I got to do two things. I try and locate my car, and I got to bring back the car I took. I'm a bad drinker. Bad drinker. You know you're drunk when you take a leak and your fly isn't open. I'll tell you that. Well, when I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. I got loaded in Vegas, went out, I shot dice, I lost $1,000. I got even, though I stole 400 sweet and lows. I got gambling in Atlantic City now, too. Pretty soon we'll be gambling in New York, you know? How many people here think you should be gambling in New York? Yeah. How many here think you should not be gambling in New York? How many here don't give a shit?
Forgets to be green, and little children forget the sweet taste of ice cream. The day will come between Sunday and Monday, boy. The day will come between Sunday and Monday, boy. That's the day I'll stop loving you. That's the day I'll stop loving you.
Yikettes there, live music, and I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Of course, that was Land of a Thousand Dancers, Tina Turner and the Yikettes. This is WMFO in Medford. And now, without further ado, I'm going to slide it over to what I think is the song of the year, one song that really does a lot for me, and hey, I'll just play it. Without further ado, here it is. This is the song of the year on WMFO in Medford.
In the times too far to view, in the places I once knew, in every footstep that I've taken was just one step I took. Passing by to the castles in my eyes, and in the busy streets and markets where I look, babe, I look for you.
WMFO in Medford. I love that song. I think it's a real, real winner. I hope you loved it too. And we'll get right back into it in just a moment.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No. Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
And your friends here at WMFO in Medford, this is Vin Maganzini. If you want me to talk about something or play your music, send your music or send your talk to P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Again, that's WMFO, Medford, Tufts University, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Make sure you put it to care of Acoustic Ceiling and Vin Maganzini, and that's me. And now it's back to the music. Remember, folks, if a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Do you hear one? I know I do. This is WMFO in Medford. In about 3 minutes and 12 seconds, guess what? We'll have the rundown. Thanks all. Thank you all very, very much for listening. WMFO in Medford. You got it. Hey, no chunga, no punga, no punga, only chunga.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do. If you really love him, and there's nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through, and make it easy on yourself. I hold you can't compare to his grace. No words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling.
Lovely, lovely music there by the Walker Brothers. Make It Easy on Yourself. That goes back to 1965. What a song. It was a UK number one hit and a top 20 hit in the United States. Thank you. It's time for the rundown. This is WMFO in Medford. That's the Brandenburg Concerto, in case you're wondering. J.S. Bach. Okay, folks. We started today's 4 o'clock hour with Dar Williams. She gave us the Kinks classic Better Days from her record The End of Summer. That's Dar Williams with Better Days from End of Summer. Then it was Loudon Wainwright III with A Father and a Son from a record called The BBC Sessions. Neil Young slid in there with Once an Angel from his record Old Ways. Old Ways has a lot of country tunes on it, and it's kind of a lovely record by Neil Young, actually. I really enjoyed it. That inspired me to play a couple of George Jones songs. We heard Why Baby Why. That's Why Baby Why from 1955. It was a single on Star Day Records. Then it was George Jones giving us He Stopped Loving Her Today from Live with the Possum. George Jones did his version of He Stopped Loving Her Today. Kind of like Johnny's a little bit more, believe it or not, than the great George Jones's. But hey, George Jones and Johnny Cash, who can ask for more? It was He Stopped Loving Her Today because he died. Get it? Anyway, He Stopped Loving Her Today from Cash Unearthed Box Set. Then it was King Fish with Round and Round. Yes, that's the old Chuck Berry track. It was from the King Biscuit Flower Hour Presents King Fish. George Carlin gave us a little bit of humor from his record Indecent Exposure. We heard Seven Words You Can Never Say on Television. Charles Azanov gave us Kien from Café de Paris, or I believe it's Café de Paris. I read recently that Bob Dylan saw Charles Azanov and thought he was the cat's meow. He thought he was like one of the best performers he's ever seen, and it was one of the most remarkable performances he's ever seen. So I was kind of inspired to check out Charles Azanov. Then we heard George Thumper Jones, a little bit of rockabilly with How Come It from Big Box of Rockabilly. A little comedy from Rodney Dangerfield. We heard No Respect off of No Respect. A little snippet of the No Respect comedy bit by Rodney Dangerfield. Kiki D gave us The Day Will Come Between Sunday and Monday. That's from her Love Makes the World Go Round, the Motown years. Kiki D, she was famous for a particular song she sang with good old Elton John. But she was wonderful in her own right. We heard The Day Will Come Between Sunday and Monday. Then it's from the Rolling Stones, but it was Ike and the Ikeettes gave us The Land of a Thousand Dancers from Get Your Yar Yars Out, the expanded edition. Then it was Paul Weller with my pick of the year, of the best song of the year, Long, Long Road. It's from his new record called Kind Revolution. It just came out a few months ago. And we finished off the whole shebang with the Walker Brothers with Make It Easy on Yourself. That's the Hal David and Burt Bacharach song. And that's from their record Take It Easy with the Walker Brothers. This is WMFO in Medford, and the roundup is coming to a close. I enjoyed playing all this music for you. Keep your radio dial here all the time, especially on Saturdays. On Saturdays, you can hear music all day long, really wonderful, fine music. You can start your day off with Mike on the Mic at 9 o'clock, then at 11, it's Something About the Women. Jane usually hosts that one, and Jane is quite the woman. And then it was after Something About the Women, we hear the wonderful Brian Young with Crash Course for the Ravers. And that Brian, he looks a lot like Che Guevara. Don't mistake him for Che Guevara, even though he looks a lot like him. And again, don't lose the number. Ricky and everybody else, 855-915-9636. This is Vin Magazzini. I'm getting ready to sign off. Remember, folks, the two most important days in your life are, one, the day you were born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. This is WMFO Medford. Thank you all for listening. That quote is from Mark Twain, and I love it. Think about it. The two most important days in your life, the